Hold on to your butts.
The bigger point.
Why ain't you gonna press the flesh, Pappy? Do a little politicking?
I'll press your flesh, you little some bitch. You don't tell your Pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Big L.A., Junior.
You know, what you need is some of that hysterical perspective. You know what I mean?
There ain't no treason about one. I know. I am a Boswainian lumberjack, and I ain't never had a job.
I'm like, but we ain't talking about that. That's a whole nother piece of the puzzle.
So
I want to put some of them together for the cuz today.
All right, so there was some stuff in the news earlier this week.
All right.
About COVID.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there was.
So the prophet over here.
I wouldn't say that, man. I just.
Is that F or PH?
Yeah, well, that's funny. We'll get into that. No, I wouldn't say prophet. I would say I read about things when they come out, right? And you can tell who's full of shit basically off the jump in anything if you read it, because they'll write something in language where it's attacking like a political opponent, a conspiracy theorist or a certain race or whatever. Like, you can tell when somebody's got an agenda other than just reporting, here's fact one, fact two, fact three, right? Like, most reasonable people should be able to do that. Whether they can or not, it's a whole nother scoop. But you want to talk about COVID coming out in the news. The CIA came out yesterday and said, well, let's back up. What do you know about COVID, Adam?
Well, not much. I'm going to be real. I know what happened, what I had to deal with it. But I know, like.
So you have like a.
I know I caught it twice after I got the damn vaccine. So I'm like, what was the point of getting the damn vaccine?
Right. Well, it was safe and effective was the point, right? Yeah.
I'm going to be real. I kind of got the vaccine just to shut my wife up because she was really like. You never met my wife, but she's like, she's kind of liberal. And she was like, it's going to be the end of the world. We got to get it. And I was like, I mean, I used to snort research chemicals. Okay. This is going to be fine. You know, yes. Some guy like, this shit's called 2CQ47. I'm like, what's it do? I don't know. Well, let's find out, dog.
How much of that does it take to get off? Give me two of them.
One. Better make one and a half this time.
What do you know about?
Okay. Yeah. So here's what I know about it. You know, I know that it's curable by Delta 8 and Jameson and some chicken casserole. Because I survived the heck out of it. And it knocked it on. I felt pretty damn good, to be honest with you, when I was on that shit. Yeah.
It just felt like a cold to me, like, really, when I had it.
I did.
And they say, well, it would have been so much worse if you had the if you didn't have the vaccine. I'm like, I thought the vaccine was supposed to stop you from getting it. That's what vaccines right. are, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they said on TV, right?
But look, I don't want to downplay it. Now, I know people that have lost people, and I don't know if it was directly because of that or some other, you know, whatever, but they had it and passed away, so I don't, you know.
Yeah, oh, I'm not by any means saying that it wasn't a real virus. I'm not saying that at all. People died. People I know was friends with, kin to, died from that. What I mean when I ask, what do you know about COVID, is what do you know about where COVID came from?
Wuhan, wasn't it China?
A bat? Chimpanzee?
A bat, chimpanzee.
In Wuhan, China.
In Wuhan,
where, China. But I do know that there was a research facility in Wuhan, a viral research facility in Wuhan.
And that what they were talking about on the news, where it came from, something, is that what I saw this week?
The thing yesterday from the CIA?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I spent the last like week and a half taking a real, real deep dive into all of this information, trying to, you know, formulate some opinions about it, just to see what I could find that was like verifiable fact and try to base off of what I could find that was factual. what I thought about it, because I didn't know. You know, I had my suspicions, but I didn't know. And then, like, literally the day before we have scheduled to shoot this thing, they come out and say what I was going to say.
Oh, whoa.
But with very low confidence. Like, the statement from the CIA said, we now think that this virus originated in that lab, but we're not super confident in our assessment of that. And the things I read, you know, make that press release seem kind of suspect in itself. So let me just jump into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So back in 2019, at this virology lab in Wuhan, it's called Wuhan Virology Research Institute or something, or Institute of Virology, in August, September, October, somewhere around in there, a handful of the folks that work in there get sick with flu-like symptoms. And they go to the hospital. China, is, as you know, has had outbreaks of things like similar to this before. They had SARS-1, they had MERS, you know, and some other flu little epidemics and things going on there. So they have a pretty strong testing, you know, kind of atmosphere in their hospitals. When you show up with something like that, they isolate you and start testing you for all of the scary things, because mm-hmm. they've lived through it. And they test all these folks for that. All the tests come back negative, like for those things that they're specifically looking for.
Yeah.
So they have this, you know, this novel virus. Nobody knows what it is. Now, what do you know about Wuhan? What do you know about Wuhan?
I know there's a symbol company.
I mean, listen, I don't know nothing about it, to be honest with you.
How big a place you think this is? You never heard of it before. How big of a town is Wuhan?
I'm gonna guess like Gastonia size.
I was gonna say Gastonia.
Gastonia.
You can't go wrong with saying Gastonia size, because it's small and big.
Yeah, it's
the same town. Out. It's the biggest little city in the world, right?
Yeah.
What's the biggest city in the United States, population-wise?
Los Angeles.
No. It's New York. It's New York. New York.
That was a dumb answer.
Yeah.
New York. You had no answer.
I knew, because I've been up in New York. But
yeah, that's where you're living at. Right? Yeah. New York's got, what, like 9 million people, something around in there?
You know? Billion.
Yeah. Wuhan, China is a city of 11 million people. It is larger than every major city in the United States.
All right.
Now, like, it's not.
Jamie, would you fact check that?
Go ahead, pull it up.
Ain't nobody.
You want to do that game? We'll play that game.
I'm going to look up population of Wuhan.
Population
of Wuhan. Just because you said China. I mean, I'm ready
to
play.
It's like 11 million people.
He's going to call you a liar. I'm making Adam call you a liar.
You was wanting a fact check.
Pull it up. Pull that up, dickhead. I mean, Jamie. I mean, Adam.
God almighty. I'm sitting down here. Wuhan population as of 2024. You can't just give me a damn number. You got to look at damn graphs and shit.
You got to look at graphs.
Math. Numbers are hard.
I mean, I don't have time to read. Okay, where it is. 2020.
Speaking of reading, I did a little reading on the other side of this bottle. Uh-huh. You got to put a little water in it to activate it.
How is it now?
I've been shaking it the whole time, hoping I get it really
11 good. About around like 10.9 some odd million.
It's right at 11 million people.
And just for the interest of citing sources, that is from worldpopulationreview.com.
Sure. So this is not a small place. It's not some little muddy hole in the ground shithole. Like, yeah. This place has got high speed rail. It's got an international airport, and it's got a subway system, brand new one at the time that all this broke out. By the way, we'll get into that in a minute. It's got, you know, major high tech hospitals. Like, this is not some little shithole place where they're testing people for viruses in canvas tents like you see on TV.
Yeah.
You know, this is a real legitimate city. So when all of this pops off, you know, around December, all of these folks start getting sick with this. And all of it is centered around where? Where have they told you that all of like the first infections popped up at?
It wasn't in Wuhan.
But like what specifically? Like what did they, what did the news tell you? What did the
fish
the,
markets?
A fish market.
Oh, like the open air market. That's what it was. Yeah.
Wet market.
Yeah.
Okay. So what the actual
getting good at this
thing
test.
Is, right? That brand new subway system that they had just completed, it's got 9 subway lines in it at that time. Line 2 is where the patient zero came from, and that's how it spread. Now, line 2 runs under Wuhan. The first stop at one end of it is the high-speed rail that'll take you anywhere in China, roughly 5 hours, and that market. Like, 2 stops down is the Wuhan.
Wait a minute. They know who patient zero is?
They know where patient zero was because they traced all of them first sick people back, and they traced them back to that subway line.
Oh, so they have no idea.
They don't know who the OG was, but they know that all of the first reported cases, all of them had been riding the subway.
I'm going to guess his last name was Lee.
Some Ting Wong. So first stop, high-speed rail station, that wet market. Like the 3rd, 4th stop down is the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Okay.
At the other end of that same subway line is the international airport. Okay.
That's some poor city planning.
It's if you were going to be a virus and you wanted to spread your wings and fly, right? Like that's the spot to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you can go anywhere in, I don't know, 10 hours time, you'd be anywhere on the planet from that city.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. Crazy, crazy.
I mean, so are you telling me that they were saying that there's a theory that what are they saying COVID came from before that? What is the popular opinion of where COVID came from? I mean, I thought it was common knowledge that it was it came from this factory or something or
the lab. Wet market.
Yeah. The lab or whatever.
No, that's not common knowledge.
That's not common knowledge. That's
they think that it was like, I do know this part. They think that it was like, because at the wet market, they had like live animals. And it was like, how they store the animals. And they store their animals gross over there in China.
Sure.
They'll put like a bat on top of a chicken, on top of a pangolin, on top of a pig. And they're like, shit will just drop on top of each other.
So it's like a penguin over there?
Pangolin.
It's like an armadillo. I thought you said penguin. Like it's got dragon scales. Oh, they're kind of cool looking.
Yeah, have you ever seen it? Like imagine an armadillo fucked a dragon, and that's a pangolin.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Pretty wild.
So in China in that area, where the Wuhan is part. If I'm not mistaken, Jamie, Google this. It's part of the Guangdong province. So I know a little bit about China.
I think it's Hubei.
Oh, is it Hubei? Mm-hmm. Okay, well. I know about the Guangdong province, and there's a joke because my friend Christopher. He had a friend named Lin Lin, cute little girl from China, and they had a joke about the Guangdong province. They said if there's ever a scientist or a biologist come from Guangdong, he discovers an animal. His first 3 questions is how big is it, how do you cook it, and what does it taste like?
Yeah.
They eat everything over there. If it's an animal, they eat it. So
yeah, and being from the South, I can absolutely relate to that mentality.
Oh, exactly.
Critters are delicious.
I think that was probably as close as to a laugh at that joke that anybody would get because it was a terrible joke.
I didn't write the damn joke.
You wrote the joke. I'm just saying that you said they said there's a joke over there.
Hey, Ben.
The joke is whoever wrote
it. They're not funny.
Joke,
they're very killing people.
Yeah. Chinese humor.
I mean, yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm not saying it's your fault.
All of that bullshit he just said, you won't know where that came from. That whole bat shitting on a pangolin, shitting on a chicken thing, whatever it is. Let me tell you a little bit about that. So that theory is called zoonotic transfer, okay? And the idea is that through some intermediary animal, pangolin, this thing jumps from a bat to this critter to human beings. There are a handful of things wrong with this hypothesis, okay? First off, bats are That's correct. They're the reservoir population for beta coronaviruses, like the most popular one. There's some other animals that carry them.
God almighty, what the hell is a coronavirus?
That's what we're talking about.
Oh.
Anyway, they carry, and there's several different types of those too, but they carry.
Can you hand me that jacket, mate?
Yeah, you know, as a reservoir population, those viruses. Now, there's a lady that works at this virology institute that's known as the Bat Lady.
Okay.
Jing Shi. I can't pronounce those names. I'm not going to try, but show your name on paper and you can look her up. But
her name was Top Squiggly, Little Squiggly, Big Squiggly.
Yeah, sure. But we'll get to her and how that relates to bats in a minute. So for a virus to jump from bat to person right there, it needed that intermediary animal. When SARS came out, it jumped from bats to civet cats, which is like a scary-looking house cat thing that they eat. They had them at that place.
They also make coffee out of their shit.
That's wild. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They do. Like, the civet cat eats the coffee beans, and like they can only digest a little bit of it, and they shit them out, and then they collect the civet cat shit and turn it into coffee.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's fucking gross. Yes. But apparently it's supposed to be the best coffee, but...
No, I'm good. I'll
take Folgers is fine.
Yeah, Folgers is fine.
Folgers is fine.
Folgers, that's a plug. You owe us some money. all right, so in the case of MERS, the intermediate animal was camels.
Okay.
It went from bat to camel. Now, the way this thing works, there are several jumping off points for these viruses to evolve to be able to properly infect humans and propagate. Right, so... In the cases of both SARS and MERS, you go back and you test the animals afterward, and you find 20 different versions that are all sort of genetically close together of this virus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you test all the people around, and they might have five or six of those versions. And maybe they're asymptomatic, and maybe they don't set off an immune response. And there's just something a little bit... where they don't quite make people sick, and then they jump back into the animal population and back and forth and back and forth. Like it's a multiple crossover event. It's not one animal and one human being. In populations of those animals that get sick, it's typically 90% of those animals that you test will have those precursor viruses in them where they've been in touch with the people, and the people will have them in them, okay? In the case of COVID, SARS-2, they tested 90,000 animals from that market, 409 different species of animals from that market. Not a single one of them.
Who's they?
The WHO and the Chinese government together. Tested 90,000 animals that encompass 409
What's the WHO?
World Health Organization.
Species. And none of them had it. None of them that they tested, okay? Now, again, the reason I asked you about how big you thought this city was, they have, like, research hospitals in this city.
Mm-hmm.
So when these people go in and they're presenting this virus, the first thing that the epidemiologists there do is try to figure out, where the hell did this come from? So they keep records of their genetics there. They go back and they check blood samples and tissue samples and all of these things from anybody that presented with respiratory symptoms in that window of time. 10,000 different individuals do this at these. There's 11 different hospitals there. Not a single one of them shows precursor viruses.
But they have COVID.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. None of the COVID is like it doesn't exist. And then everybody's got it, and there's no jump off virus to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's this dude at the WHO, World Health Organization, that takes funding. Well, let's not get into that part yet, right? The bat theory. You want to talk about it? Came from a bat. They come from bats, sure. The bats, in particular, that they study in this facility. Are 930 miles away in a cave. And the people go from the Virology Institute to the Bat Cave, and they shovel up shit, and they carry it back and sift through it and find viruses. There's like 48 or so of those bat beta coronaviruses that they study there. They bring those back. Now, bats only have a migratory range of like 50 miles. They're not carrying it over here to getting this wet market and getting these other animals that that's a negative for it either. You know what I mean? They take these viruses back. There's another little piece of COVID that's different from all of the other ones that they know. It has what's called a furin cleavage site. So when that's, you heard about the spike protein, right? You heard about the spike protein.
I like cleavage. On TV. I like fur.
I like cleavage. I'm telling you.
Spike protein. Yeah. I heard that word before.
Okay. So when that's
how you get big,
that spike protein, it has to split into as part of the virus entering the cell to reproduce. And it splits into using a protein that our bodies make. It doesn't do it on its own. We have to attack it to get it to break to do that. That fur and cleavage site kind of shows our stuff where to hit it at in the perfect spot to get it to enter our bodies. It is the only beta coronavirus that has that feature. It is not native to those viruses at all. Okay, you following what I'm saying here? So, taking that little bit of knowledge, and I'll send you the receipts. What do you think about that, Adam?
Well, it reminds me of Lyme disease. You know, it, like if you dug deep on that, you find out America, something similar. You know what Lyme disease is.
Sure.
Okay.
Ticks can't eat meat.
Yeah. Okay, so it was first discovered on this island called Lyme Island. It's often up in the Northeast. Not exactly sure where. Jamie looked that up.
Woo!
It works now.
Oh, does it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'm trying to stop you.
All right. Y'all both remember Lyme disease because I might forget where I was going with this.
That's going to knock you down to the dirt, bud. Go for it. Yeah. I take back everything I said.
Yeah,
about
Jack
that.
Yeah, is man. Holy shit.
Holy shit. That works. Absolutely.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm crying right now.
Oh, Lord.
Woo!
Lyme disease.
Lyme disease.
Lyme disease ain't no joke, baby. Yeah. Okay. So there's, I can't remember exactly where it is, and I'll look it up here in a minute. But it's an island, and it had a viral, a similar thing that America was doing. Because, you know, if China's doing it, America was doing it.
Sure.
And they, like, that's where there was a viral institute on Lyme Island where Lyme disease started. Now, let me ask you this. If you're getting into germ warfare, one of the things they look into is, like, the controllability of distributing the virus. All right? Now, imagine we're in a situation where we have foreign people on our soil, right? There's Russians going through the woods in North Carolina.
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn situation.
Man, we can only.
And you have a virus vector that is traveling through ticks, right? Uh-huh. We've all been through the woods. We've all had to go, like, I'm going to check you for ticks. Your daddy's like, yeah, I'm going to check you for ticks when you've been playing around in damn woods.
You're right.
And what a better disease to give a foreign enemy in the United States than something that's going to make you tired, give you flu-like symptoms, and make your joints ache. You can't march when your joints are aching. United States government's like, oh, it just so happened to be on this island where we were doing viral research. So if you know anybody suffering from Lyme disease, it's a very similar situation. I just think that China did it, and they suck at it.
Why do you think China did it?
If China was doing it, China is constantly trying to become a higher economic power. If you look at the stuff they're doing, they're building cars. Mm-hmm. They're investing, they're buying real estate in the United States. They're trying to be the other economic power. I might want to hit that again, by the way.
You're kidding.
I mean, I might.
My man.
I mean,
that shit burnt my nose.
I'm gonna do it and still try to. I'm gonna do it while I'm trying to talk.
Let's go.
Let's see.
So they're becoming a virus.
Say China when you hit it.
China. So they're trying to become an economic power.
Yes.
And what better way to fill that niche than to take out the other economic power, which is the United States?
You think China did it, or what do you think?
If they did do it, that would be the reason I would think they did it. They want to.
But here's the thing, because you said something that why I asked you. You said that that China tested the freaking the animals.
Yeah, 90,000 of them, and 409 different species.
If they did it, why wouldn't they just plant an animal that had it, and then they'd be fine off the hook?
Now you're thinking,
right?
Now you're thinking.
So China didn't do it.
I'm not gonna say that I know.
Or are they trying to think a step ahead of
Lord's gospel truth of who done anything ever, right? But what I am going to point you to is some factual information. Feel free to, I'll send you the links. We're going to post them in the show notes, right? In 2014, Obama puts a moratorium on gain-of-function testing. You know what gain-of-function testing is?
Hell no.
Not a lot of people do.
And I bet you my wife does.
I bet you what's wild about that is I bet you she doesn't. My wife's in healthcare.
My wife's biomedical engineer, so similarly.
She might not know what it means either, because mine did.
Jessica, do you know what that means?
Wes says no.
Wes says no. Gain of function testing.
Because he just made it up.
I'm going to tell you what it is, and it's a five-pronged thing here, but the general idea
is... Five-pronged? What does that
mean? We are doing gain-of-function testing. You take a pathogen, virus, bacteria, whatever it is, and you're making it more dangerous. Okay, and there's a couple different ways you can do that. Mode one, you change it where it can jump straight into humans without an intermediate animal, so you're changing the host. Mode two... change how virulent it is, means how easily can it replicate and pass to the next person, like going from fomite transmission where you touch something to being airborne. Okay. Mode three makes it more deadly, which is sort of against what a virus wants to do. A virus doesn't want to kill you. A virus just wants to make your ass real sick.
And hang out
where you'll possibly make other people sick. Okay. Those are the three that are allowed for civilian purposes, right? Mode four is making it asymptomatic, at least in the beginning stages, making it asymptomatic. Now, coronaviruses from the wild, some of them are basically asymptomatic the whole time when they jump to people. Like, they don't kill you. Old coronavirus was not a big deal. It was like a cold, okay? COVID was asymptomatic for the first 4 to 5 days you had it, and it was immediately transmissible, okay? Something like 40% of people that got it, never had symptoms at all. Didn't get sick, just got the virus. Now, natural viruses don't do that. And the fifth modality of this one is making it where it will jump from cell to cell and replicate itself faster in the host, making more of it. Those last two are what we used to do before they outlawed biological weapons programs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that COVID virus shows signs of hitting all five of those things. And that's a big conspiracy theory. At least that's what they said on TV, right? But here's what happened, factually happened. In 2014, Obama put a moratorium on gain-of-function testing in the U.S., and said, we can't fund it. But what we can do, and what somebody like a Dr. Fauci actually did, is we provide funding to the WHO, the World Health Organization. We provide that funding through NIAID, and that is a government agency that's an aid agency, like USAID. It's a medical aid, international monies that we send to people to do research and treat epidemics and all of this sort of thing. We send this money to the WHO. And the WHO has this big kitty, and they split money up and give out grants and do all sorts of things, hand out money to different people doing different research projects. One of the people they send this to is EcoHealth Alliance, and it's got a president of this organization named Peter Daszak. Peter Daszak is one of Fauci's homeboys, like tight as we are.
Okay.
Okay. Peter Daszak funds gain-of-function research on beta coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, right?
Okay.
The year before COVID pops off in 2018, the researcher there, the bat lady, Xing Zi, sends a proposal to them for funding that says, we want to put a furin cleavage site in a beta coronavirus. A year later, that thing runs across the planet and kills a bunch of people and causes all sorts of tyranny and other shit that we'll get into in a minute. But this dude writes a letter, him and all of his partners at EcoHealth Alliance, they write this letter and they publish it in the New York Times. And it says, this is a zoonotic transfer. This came from an animal and jumped into people. You know, it wasn't from the lab or whatever. And the lab leak is a conspiracy theory. And it's improbable that that took place. But the dude that wrote the letter that said that, the scientist that they cited and why they all started saying it on the news, was the same guy that was funding testing on the same virus to do the same thing in the same place.
Okay.
That guy. So then that guy's emails get leaked. And he's emailing back and forth with Fauci, with a bunch of other people at WHO, with a couple people at the National Institutes of Health. And they're drafting this letter, the one that they sent to the newspaper. They're drafting the letter in real time in these emails. Change this sentence, I don't like it. Change the way this is written, where we need this to point to this being a natural event, not a lab leak. They conspire to write this letter. Then when they publish the letter, they don't tell anybody at the paper or the public or nobody that we also have an interest in this, because if it turns out it was a lab leak, it's our lab and our money that did it.
Yeah. We'll right. Get shut down. And
that's not maybe somebody you trust to take their word for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what do you think about that, Chuck?
So is it a lab leak or was it released on purpose? Because the way you sounded like it was a lab leak.
Because I am ready to believe that these guys just like totally dropped the ball. I've seen so many people fuck up that I'm ready to believe that they're like, oh shit, we got to cover this up. You know, like it's a fuck up and they're like, oh shit, we got to cover this shit up. I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose that. I'm ready to believe that they fucked up and tried to cover it up.
Because releasing it on purpose, that wouldn't go with that narrative, right?
That, what you two guys said, was the camp that I've been in for a long time. Somebody screwed up, like the worst screw up in history, and let this thing loose. But then I read some more stuff, and I'm not so sure that's the case. Have you ever heard of Event 201?
No.
Get your phone. This is
Event 201.
Event 201. Event 201 is this forum. You know, like the U.S. government has game plans for, like, if aliens come or if zombies attack or if China invades Taiwan. Like, they've got playbooks.
Where can you find those playbooks? Because I'd like to check those out.
A lot of them are not public. Oh. But, yeah, I mean, some of them. But they got playbooks for different scenarios that could happen.
According to the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, Event 201 was a 3.5-hour pandemic tabletop exercise that simulated a series of dramatic event scenarios facilitated discussions confronting difficult, true-to-life dilemmas associated with response to a hypothetical but scientifically plausible pandemic.
When was it done? When was the event held?
October 18th, 2019.
October the 18th.
In New York City.
2019. One of the more prominent attendees of that function was Bill Gates. And after Bill Gates left this meeting, he invested a large chunk of money in BioNTech. Okay. That company made experimental mRNA gene therapies, right? A short while later, pandemic pops off. We hit Operation Warp Speed because somebody comes in and tells Trump, who is clueless about a lot of this shit at that point in time. I'm not sure if he still is. Hey, we can get a vaccine made for this thing, like, fast. Go on TV and say it. Okay. Pfizer buys the research of BioNTech and makes the COVID-19 vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It is a gene therapy. They literally have to go before the National Institutes of Health and have Fauci and the rest of them change the definition of what constitutes as a vaccine to include this thing so they can market it as a vaccine. Now, if you were sick with it or had people dying from it, I wouldn't much give a shit if you called it monkey piss out of a jar as opposed to a vaccine. If it works, give it to me, right? Mm-hmm. That's what everybody was thinking, except Chuck. Chuck was somehow ahead of the curve. I'm proud of him.
Yeah. Tell me this.
He's always had an innate distrust of authority like I have.
Right.
Anyway,
so I ain't doing that.
That's it. You're just like,
yeah.
You just went like, and went, nah. That's all it was.
Like when they asked Rocky if he wanted to fight damn Apollo Creed, he goes, "You ever thought about fighting Apollo Creed for the heavyweight title?" He goes, "Nah."
It's basically like if he sees a TV tell you to do something, yeah, he'll do the opposite.
Do the opposite.
And that's really good life advice, I found. Anyway, BioNTech gets bought by Pfizer. It becomes extraordinarily valuable. Like, overnight, it is the most valuable damn thing that you could have ever invested money in. And Bill went and invested in it right after attending Event 201. Do you know what that subject matter was at Event 201?
What was it?
It was, what if a beta coronavirus comes out of a lab in Wuhan, China, and infects the whole damn world and starts a pandemic? That was literally
thing he just looked up?
That bullshit he just said. Event in October of 2019. That was the scenario that they were planning for.
And then the scenario actually fucking happened?
No way. That's not true.
That's absolutely true. Read on. During this event, and you can pull up the transcripts on their website, by the way. This is public information. You can pull it up where they talk. They've got the white paper printed. And the paper also says, if somebody could make a vaccine for this, they would be the richest person ever, because you've got a captive market. Everybody on the planet wants this thing, right? If they're sick, or most everybody, you know. the government's going to pay for it, so you're going to get your money. And they might even make it mandatory. But the whole, you read the last page of that report, and it starts talking about, well, when natural immunity happens, people will start to fear this virus less in this scenario, you know. They'll start to fear the virus less, and they won't get the shot. So how do we keep them getting the shot to make money? We make them afraid of it. That way they'll keep making us money. And we got to cut the natural immunity back. So we could do that with lockdown, social distancing, masking, all of this tyrannical shit that we all live through. But that was all in that scenario before the thing ever dropped, like 2 months before the thing dropped. And then you get this gene therapy vaccine. And that thing has some side effects that you're not allowed to talk about. But because it's now classified as a vaccine, you can't sue the manufacturers if it hurts you. It falls under the Vaccine Protections Act, Vaccine Manufacturers Protections, 1988.
So you're saying that nobody dropped the ball. This was like some crazy, humongous conspiracy.
I'm saying that if it's not, like, how many coincidences can happen before it's a statistical impossibility for something to be the way it is? How many coincidences in a row about the same thing can... does it take before it's like, this is not a fucking coincidence? I'll give you one more. The Pfizer brand of that vaccine has got something called SV40 in it. SV40 stands for Simian Virus 40. Okay? It is used, or was used a long time ago, like in the 50s, before it was outlawed. It was used in the Cutter polio vaccine, Cutter Pharmaceuticals polio vaccine. And what they did is you got to produce a lot of polio virus real fast to make this vaccine back in the day.
Yeah.
And they produce it in African green monkeys in their kidney cell. Turned out to be a real good match for...
Ain't that where they said AIDS came from too, was the African green monkey?
That's funny, right? You know who was the godfather of AIDS in the 80s and did all the TV interviews about how we were going to treat it with AZT and all that?
I know that. That Fauci.
It was Fauci. Anyway,
what the fuck?
The African green monkey kidney. You know, the Cutter back in the day makes polio vaccine in it, and they're injecting it in these people. DNA gets discovered in 1953 or 1954 by Watson and Crick, and they start sequencing like everything. Everybody on the planet's like, oh, let's check this out. And then they're like, oh shit, this polio vaccine has that SV40 simian virus in it. The problem with that virus, that monkey virus, is it's carcinogenic. It is oncogenic. It creates tumors in human beings. It's a cancer virus. Okay?
Okay.
Flash forward all these years. You pull the patent on that BioNTech Pfizer virus or vaccine. It's got SV40 in it.
The
cancer virus is in the vaccine. It's used as a vector to get the thing that's not a vaccine, what it really does is it goes into the nucleus of the cell and makes a little factory that produces more of itself the same way a damn virus works.
Yeah.
It's got that shit in it. Feel free to check me.
I mean, you've been right so far. I'm just going to let that one lay. But damn.
And if you want to know where that comes from, there's a guy called Jack Kruse, K-R-U-S-E, and he did a podcast with tell you the guy's name. He did a podcast, a Danny Jones podcast, episode 263. And he goes into a lot of detail about his theory as to why. Now, I'm not going to go into all that because I don't know. But the dude makes an awful convincing case, awfully convincing case. But you go back, all of the people that said, you know, lab leak or don't get the shot, natural immunity is better, like all of the people, including the dude that invented the mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone, all of these people were censored. They were all silenced. Why would you shut people up that are science, like smart fuckers, way smarter than me? I just read. You're shutting them all up at the beginning of this thing, and it's go get the shot, stay apart, don't get in big groups where you could get natural immunity. I mean, where you could get sick. Again, I'm not saying it's a biological weapon. I'm saying it came from a biological weapon research lab. And it was released on the population. And there's a pretty clear chain of custody for making a pile of money off of the thing that treats the biological weapon by some pretty nefarious fucks who covered up everybody trying to say everything I just said the entire time. That's where the Twitter files, Jack Dorsey, when all of that was released, when Elon bought Twitter. You familiar with those? Yeah, read those? Yeah. Where the administration basically told them, here's what you can and can't say, what you have to censor. Told Facebook the same thing. And those are the ones that have come forward. The dickhead from Alphabet, the Google guy, guarantee he got the same sort of treatment. Because you can go to this day and Google this. By the way, everything I just said, every word of everything I just said came out of a congressional report. In addition to my other sources, like I used their sources and went and read them, but it came out of a damn congressional report, select committee on COVID-19, like a couple months ago. Nobody read it. They fucking told you they did it. Allegedly.
What the heck?
What? Damn, dude. So you're saying I'm going to get cancer because I got that vaccine?
Not everybody gets the cancer. It's a virus. Some people's immune system fight the virus.
Yeah, my immune system is pretty fucking good. I'm just saying. I put my immune system in some strange places with these hoes I've been messing with.
Buddy.
And all I got was a little bit of that, and but I was good. Got a little bit of that one time, but hey, we clean now. We clean now. Love you, baby.
Shit.
But I don't believe him. I don't believe him. What were these men's names?
Men?
Yeah.
Hey, you call it, they're women now. Okay. Give me another hit of that. I ain't gonna front, dude. I might have had a new.
It's weird that you keep sniffing that jar.
Yeah. I know, man. You need to get your third hit in.
Oh, man. I don't get a damn rag if I get any more.
Ah. Okay, like right here. All right, where is it? Okay, so, right there.
What are you doing?
I think a little motherfucker looks like Johnny Five from damn Short Circuit. I want one as a pet. I don't even know.